Chapter 9, The Fourth Mandate. He said,
I command you to guard your chastity. Do not let it enter your heart to think of another man's wife, nor about fornication, nor any such thing. If you do, you will commit a serious sin. Always keep your wife in mind, and you will never fall into sin. For if this desire comes into your heart, you will make a slip and you will commit sin, or if any other such wicked thought enters your heart. For a desire of this kind is a serious sin for the servant of God, and if anyone puts such a wicked thought into execution, he draws death upon himself. Therefore, be on your guard. Abstain from this desire. Where holiness dwells, there in the heart of a righteous man, lawlessness should not enter.
I said to him, Sir, allow me to ask you a few questions.
Ask them,
he said. I said, Sir, if a man has a wife who believes in the Lord and detects her in adultery, does he commit sin if he continues to live with her? And he said to me,
As long as he remains ignorant, he does not. But if her husband knows about the sin, and she does not repent, but persists in her fornication, he becomes guilty of her sin as long as he lives with her, and an accomplice in her adultery.
And I said to him, What then, sir, is he to do, if the wife continues in this passion? And he said,
Let him divorce her and remain alone. But if he divorces her and marries another, he himself commits adultery.
And I said to him, But sir, what if after the divorce the wife repents and wishes to return to her husband? Should he refuse to receive her?
No, indeed,
he said.
If the husband does not receive her, he sins. He incurs a great sin. For the sinner who has repented must be taken back. However, not often, for there is but one repentance for the servants of God. Therefore, to bring about her repentance, the husband ought not to marry. This same principle applies to both husband and wife. Not only is it adultery for a man to pollute his flesh,
he said,
but it is likewise adultery for anyone to imitate the heathen in their actions. Therefore, if anyone persists in acts of this kind and does not repent, withdraw from him. Do not live with him. Otherwise, you will also have a part in his sin. It is for this reason that all of you were commanded to live by yourselves, whether husband or wife be guilty, for under these circumstances repentance is possible.
Then he said,
I am not giving an excuse for the matter to end in this way, but merely that the sinner may sin no more. There is one who can give a remedy for his former sin, the one who has power over all things.
Once more I asked him and said, Since the Lord has thought me worthy to have you live with me always, bear with me a few more words. Since I do not understand at all, and my heart has been hardened by my past. Give me understanding, for I am exceedingly stupid, and understand absolutely nothing. He answered and said to me,
I am set over repentance and give understanding to all who repent. Do you not think that it is great wisdom to repent?
He asked.
Repentance is deep understanding,
he continued.
For when the man who has sinned understands that he has done evil in the sight of the Lord, awareness of the deed he committed enters his heart, and he repents never to commit evil again. Instead, he does good perfectly by humbling his soul and putting it to the torture, because it is sinned. Do you see now how repentance is great wisdom?
And I said, Sir, this is why I am making careful inquiries into everything. In the first place, I am a sinner, and then, I do not know what works I am to perform to live, for my sins are numerous and varied. And he said,
You will live if you keep my commandments and walk in them. Whoever hears my commandments and keeps them will live to God.
May I press on with my questions, sir? I asked.
Speak,
he said. And I said, Sir, I have been told by some teachers that there is no other repentance except the one that takes place when we descended into the water and received remission of our former sins. He said to me,
You have heard well, for that is truly the case. For the person who has received remission of sins must no longer sin, but remain in purity. But since you are inquiring diligently into everything, I shall also clarify this matter for you without giving an excuse either to those who now believe or will believe in the Lord. For those who now believe or will believe do not have repentance for sins, but they do have remission of their former sins. For the Lord has prescribed repentance to those who were called before these days. For the Lord has knowledge of hearts and knows all things in advance, the weakness of men and the cunning craft of the devil, the evil he will inflict upon the servants of God and his wickedness against them. Therefore the Lord, in his exceeding mercy, took pity on his creatures and prescribed this occasion for repentance. Authority over this repentance has been given to me. But this I say to you,
he said,
after that solemn and holy call, if a man sins after severe temptation by the devil, he has one chance of repentance. But if he sins and repents frequently after this, it is unprofitable for such a man. Only with difficulty will he live.
I said to him, I have been restored to life by hearing these accurate statements of yours. For now, I know that if I do not commit additional sins, I shall be saved.
You will be saved as well as all those who do this,
he said. Once more I spoke and asked him, Sir, since you have borne with me once, make this also clear to me.
Speak,
he said. And I said, Sir, if a wife or husband falls asleep and the widower or widow marries, does he or she sin?
There is no sin,
he said.
But anyone who remains single achieves greater honor for himself and great glory before the Lord. But even in remarriage, there is no sin. Therefore, guard your purity and modesty, and you will live to God. All that I am telling you and will tell you, observe from now on, yes, from the day on which you were entrusted to me, and I shall dwell in your house. There will be remission for your former lapses if you observe my commandments. There will also be remission for all who observe these commandments and walk in this chastity.